Fremont Police are in. We have Captain Bot Arf and Police Chief Jeff Elliott. Welcome. Nice to have you guys here.
I'm sorry.
What?
I couldn't get rid of him. I'm sorry.
Both. They're doubling up on me today. So good deal. Talk about some of the different items going on with you. Right now, I know there's some different things that you're exploring. One of those being a co-responder. Maybe explain a little bit more.
Well, we've had a mental health co-responder in the past, and that's worked out very well for us. Unfortunately, we currently don't have one. So we've been working with Lutheran Family Services, and they are suggesting that they may be able to provide us with what's called a peer responder, basically the same thing as a co-responder, but this is someone who's actually had some of the issues in the past, and they can provide us this person on a part-time basis at no cost to the city. So that's one of the things we're exploring, seeing whether that's an option for us. We certainly need the services that a mental health co-responder provides, and this may be able to help us at least partially fill that co-responder position for a short term.
Yeah, maybe explain again what kind of situations that person helps out in.
Well, so what happens with the co-responder is when we respond to mental health calls, this co-responder goes out there and tries to find services for these people, whether it's mental health services, addiction services, or even, you know, sometimes like with hoarder situations, cleaning services, things like that. They go out there and try to find services for these people so that the police are not constantly being called back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does make sense. You had someone in that position for a while.
Yep.
And I would imagine really helped out.
It was very beneficial, and we'd like to keep at least something going in that direction. It helps the patrol officers, helps the people, and we want to try to continue that if we can.
Chris, and I may add that our working relationship with Lutheran Family Services goes way back. As a matter of fact, that's kind of how our concept of co-responder started. We did something with a grant through Lutheran Family Services. Once the grant was over with, Chief Elliott explored the co-responders program. So working with Lutheran Family Services is nothing new to us, mm-hmm. and we're just trying to get the most out of what we can provide.
Is that something that's in your budget, or is it? It's probably not, is it?
Well, currently the co-responder position is in our budget. We actually had to give up a police officer position to get that, so I have that. The problem is we can't get it filled right now because it's a very specialized position. And if we can't get it filled right now, we need to find some other way to address that need.
Are there, other police departments across the state that have that person or not?
Yeah, the Omaha Police, of course, are the ones that started the program. My understanding is that
Kearney
Police have a peer responder is what we are looking at right now because I don't believe they had money for a co-responder. There are other departments that do use it. So,
and Chris, not only are they there to help with the mental crisis when it's taking place, what we found with our previous co-responder is a lot of their time is also spent coordinating services, trying to get this person, like Chief Elliott said, services for addiction, mm-hmm. mental health, hoarding, whatever the case might be, and try to get them lined up so that the police aren't continually going and dealing with the same individuals.
Yeah, sounds like a person in that position would not only help out, but would pay off in the long run for the community.
Definitely.
Yeah. Training. You got some training going on?
Whole bunch of training, Chris. I'll keep it short on this regard, but we just finished our handgun state qualification shoot, which is mandatory every year. We're planning on doing our rifle qualification in the fall. We are also doing active shooter training at the end of June to set ourselves up for an active shooter drill that's going to take place sometime mid-July or at the end of July. And that's a drill that, similar to what Chief Elliott organized last year, and we're going to follow in the same type of protocol this year. And then finally, we're going to work on EVOC training, which is emergency vehicle operations training, involving vehicles, how to operate a motor vehicle, an emergency motor vehicle, that type of thing. So training, training, training.
Do you close one eye when you shoot? I'm just asking.
Not me. I don't.
I try to keep both open.
Yeah, you generally want both open, but sometimes you if you're aiming from a distance.
Oh, yeah. Man. Also, Memorial Day weekend was busy, I know, and can be very busy, yeah, along with coming up for John C. Fremont Days. There's a lot of preparation that goes along with that, isn't there?
There is. I know Captain Weimer, and Chief can speak more if he wants to, but Captain Weimer right now is looking over the scheduling, trying to line up the right people at the right times, and you got to get when they're going to be the busiest, and the dances that are going to be going on. It's a lot of planning on our part.
Yeah. We have trying to keep all of the officers. We don't allow them to take time off during those periods, so that becomes problematic sometimes. But and then we have to bring a lot of people in on overtime. It costs us overtime to make sure everything's fully staffed, particularly for John C. Fremont Days. So
yeah, along with all the different construction that's going on around the city, have you been seeing obviously different traffic patterns, so maybe accidents that are occurring in different areas or not?
Well, you see traffic diverted around through the residentials as a result. The military seems to be the biggest problem. I can't tell you that we're seeing an increase in accidents at any one position, but clearly the traffic has increased on 5th and 6th Street and now on 16th Street. If you drive down 16th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you can see there's a big difference in the traffic there. So we just ask people to pay attention to those areas.
And we also see concerns being posted on social media because a lot of these areas are not used to the volume of traffic that they're currently getting. And so, you know, and I know people believe this, but they're going 60, 70 miles an hour, and then we'll work traffic selections over there, and the speeds aren't quite that high. So yeah, we do monitor what's going on, and when there's detours and stuff, we'll go watch that traffic flow as well.
Yeah, but with the Bell Street Viaduct being closed, I know, yep, people aggravated about it. And on First Street, boy, it's been really busy. Yep. Yeah. Right. I think we've pretty much. Oh, you got one more?
Okay. We are testing for police officer tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many applicants we have. Obviously, we, like all other agencies, our applicants are down. But testing does take place tomorrow. So we're hopeful we can get a couple candidates out of it.
Absolutely. Good deal. Yeah. Captain Kurt Bodarf, along with Fremont Police Chief Jeff Elliott.